with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. On this week's report, we are profiling one of the most prolific lawn and garden weeds, the dandelion. Dandelions may be harder to notice now that they are done flowering, but they are still present in many lawns thanks to their perennial growth and high seed germination rate. Many people view dandelions negatively, especially in yards where consistency is desired. However, dandelions are also the face of the beneficial weeds movement thanks to their growth habits, use as a food source, and pollinator potential. Dandelions are found worldwide in any growing environment imaginable. Most homeowners will find them in their lawns mixed with their turf grass, but can also be found in garden beds and crop fields. Because dandelions are perennial and develop a deep taproot, they are incredibly hard to get rid of once they have established in their yard, which is what gives them a bad reputation. But dandelions play a pivotal role in many wildlife diets, including turtles and birds. Sparrows pull seeds off of the flowers, and turtles often eat the greens when making their way through yards towards cover. Bees also use the bright yellow flowers as nectar source, which helps with pollination. Dandelions are also increasingly common as a food source for people. While the entire plant is edible, the greens are the most nutritious part, accounting for at least 10% of your daily value of 12 different vitamins and minerals. For this reason, and thanks to their ubiquity, dandelions are one of the first plants foragers learn how to identify and harvest. With the benefits dandelions have, some listeners may wonder why more people don't eat dandelions. There are two primary reasons. The first is that dandelions are often seen as invaders. If weeds are bad for the other plants in your yard, then you have to get rid of them. Through this mindset, we don't want to or think to look into a plant's desirable characteristics, like edibility. The other reason is because there is a foreignness to eating plants out of your yard that you didn't intentionally put there. The lack of familiarity with how to identify the plant, how to harvest it, and how to eat it all contribute to an aversion of eating weeds or edible flowers in favor of more traditional produce. Eating something that would otherwise take money and time to remove from your landscape will help keep your gardening costs low and provide you with an extra food source that will give you multiple harvests in a year. There are several things to keep in mind when harvesting any wild edibles such as a dandelion. First and most importantly, never eat a plant that you are not 100% certain you have correctly identified. It is always better to forego eating a potentially misidentified and potentially toxic plant. If you have questions about identification, ask your local extension agent. It is also important to introduce new foods like dandelions to your diet slowly to give your digestive system time to adjust to the new food and to test for potential allergies. Lastly, find a recipe you can use your wild greens in before harvesting them. Having a recipe that you want to try will make it more likely that the greens are palatable and that you won't be turned off by a bad first tasting. For more information on wild edibles you can find in your own landscapes, check out Backyard Foraging by Ellen Zachos or Midwest Foraging by Lisa Rose. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension agent. I can be reached at jr637@ksu.edu or at 620-724-8233. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.